Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One or the other, the man that told us all this before it happened last week, the guru, the man, the myth, the legend, the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. It is Tim May. Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well. Just recorded my podcast. It's really funny when you have a sidekick, what I call Clay Hall,
yes.
Featuring Clay Hall, and he calls in sick, so I bring in Bill Bender of the Sporting News as my co-pilot. We just had recorded a really nice podcast there, and I appreciate you bringing it up. But, I've got football on my brain right now as we speak.
Clay good, or is he just a little colder? A little setback?
Clay?
Yeah.
No, Clay is... Clay's a former, TV personality.
Oh, I know. Clay was the competition that I always respected because the boys over at the ABC in Columbus were always working really, really hard. And, we were the giant as 10TV with all the giant names. Herb Street was working with us. And
heck, I even did shows over there.
You were with us.
That's how big it was.
Jay Crawford.
That's how big it was.
But I was always impressed with the work that Clay did over at Channel 6 with Anthony Rothman. Everybody else that was over there. So,
but he's but what I was getting to is, those guys learned how to yell a little bit. So Clay brings the volume, so I bring I bring quality to the show. I'm not sure what I bring, but
the digress. Ball, like, I digress.
Time.
You bring
time. Like Bill
the info.
Bill Bender and I talking about college football. You know, the ramification games. There are ramification games for the college football playoff. This week, with Oregon playing at Iowa, and of course BYU and Texas Tech. I mean, they almost feel like elimination games in some respect, especially for Iowa. If Iowa pulls the upset, then Iowa could be that extra team in the Big Ten, getting in a full team. But it's almost like Oregon needs to take one for the team here in the next couple of weeks. I guess some of these teams are playing, like USC. Iowa plays USC next week, but things are on the line here, baby, as November rolls deep into November.
Tim, Jeff Phelps here. Good to be with you again.
Nice being with you, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. How much better is Ohio State than most every other team in the country?
That's hard to say. Are they better than Indiana? I'm not sure. Everybody's going to get to find that out on the first weekend in December. That looks like a collision course of possibly two unbeaten, number one, number two in the country, and in the college football playoff committee rankings. But here's the thing I'll say about Ohio State and Indiana, as opposed to when I look at the Southeastern Conference. I think Ohio State and Indiana are the two most complete teams, meaning offense and defense. And we'll see where that goes. In the Southeastern Conference, I only see one defense of true note. And even it's kind of taken its lumps this year a few times is Texas. But, Texas A&M is not a great defensive team. It's good, makes plays when it needs to, right on down the line. But I think the committee has it right with Ohio State and Indiana being 1-2, because I think these are right now the two best teams in the country.
What are you expecting tomorrow?
I'm expecting an overcast, possible
chief meteorologist Tim May in front of the Doppler radar. Yes,
the forecast over there has changed several times, but there's definitely going to be showers rolling through late in the afternoon, it looks like, and continuing on into Columbus, following me or accompanying me to back to Columbus. But the bottom line is it's not supposed to be super windy, and that's the only thing I think anybody who is cheering for Ohio State needs to worry about is if one day the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour or 20 miles an hour, now what happens with that passing game?
That passing game is something I was just going to ask you about, and one guy in particular, and that's Brian Hartline. The wide receivers that have been kicked out of this program are unbelievable, and he's the guy responsible, and now as offensive coordinator. Tim, what's his future? Do you see him as a head coach? Do you see him in college? Do you see him in the NFL? What do you think? Because, man, has he done a great job.
Yeah. He's keeping these cards close to the vest. That's what you want to call it, number one. Number two, he's only been the true play-calling offensive coordinator for just this year so far. He's proven himself. I mean, I've really liked – and, you know, Ryan Day's involved in this. I mean, all the offensive coaches are. We go through this ad nauseum every time I talk about offensive coordinator. You're not just out there just throwing plays out of your, you know, your rear pocket. You know, you've got plans, et cetera, everybody's worked on and stuff. But I've really liked their approach the last couple of weeks of knowing they've got the two best wide receivers, definitely the best wide receiver tandem in college football, and this quarterback who is uncannily, if in fact that's the correct way of saying it, accurate and can throw every pass in the book and is now your Heisman Trophy favorite, depending on where you look from an odds standpoint, in Julian Sayin. But I just like the way they've called plays as, well, we've got something that you don't have and really hardly anyone else in the nation has. We have a big-time NFL caliber passing attack. I won't take a shot like I did last week about saying, you know, it's the best NFL team in Ohio or whatever else I said, which was funny
to
me.
I laughed.
But clearly they've taken an NFL approach to the offense, which means, man, if they're giving you the pass, let the pass set up the run, you know? I mean, do what you do best and then work on other stuff. And so obviously Penn State, Ohio State took the top off their defense three times, maybe even four if you really count them up. That was not supposed to be a twist-off cap, but Ohio State and Jeremiah Smith and Colonel Tate were able to make it that way anyway, just overthrew the coverage and made huge plays in that game against Jim Knowles, et cetera. They knew Jim Knowles' tendencies about leaving his guys on the islands to a certain extent in coverage, but a couple of times he kind of had guys there, but the Ohio State receivers still made the plays. So that's what's interesting. But it's Brian Hartline calling the plays, and he hadn't just been a win in doubt, air it out kind of guy. I mean, Ryan Day won't allow that, you know. Ryan Day is the head coach, but they know the running game still needs work. But you work on the running game during the week, and you try to bring it along in a game. You don't forget about it, just like last week they didn't. Bo Jackson had another 100-yard rushing game or whatever, had that almost a breakaway a home run, but had a triple in that game, that's for sure. And so the thing is, you just keep pounding that running game occasionally just to let them know you're going to get punches to the kidneys just like you're going to get punches to the face, you know, which is the passing game. So that's what I like about what Brian Hartline is doing. But in terms of his recruiting prowess when it comes to wide receivers, par excellence, you know, he gets called in to not just recruit receivers but other players. So he's got that going for him. So whether he ends up a head coach in 2026, that'll probably be his call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I meant to ask you this a month ago, and I kind of downplayed it a little in my mind just because of the time span. But, I mean, it seems amazing to me when we talk about Ryan Day and Newt Rockne in the same sentence. When he passed that winning percentage that he had at 88.2 to surpass Rockne at 88.1. I mean, mm-hmm. We're talking about Newt Rockne and Ryan Day in the same sentence. What does that mean?
Well, not only that, but I told Ryan this the other day. He said this, you know, all their plays, I mean, he's basically said this, you know, our plays are, you know, are kind of designed. I mean, they're, you know, to score. I mean, every play they run, you know, whatever. And I go, that's exactly what Rockne used to say, you know, and because I've read all kinds of books about Rockne. Of course, I watched that awful movie about him. Mm-hmm. But
did you ever go to Cedar Point and see the sign on the beach up there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely,
that's pretty cool.
Dude.
It's pretty
cool. I can't remember the other guy. It was like a Greek name or whatever, the guy he was throwing the ball with on the beaches up there. But the bottom line is, you know, Ryan has said that, and he's right. Any game, any play perfectly executed or excellently executed can get you a touchdown. And that's what he keeps homing in on about the running game, for example. You know, the offensive line, you know, it's responsibility to get you to the second level if you're the running back. And then maybe the wide receivers kick in with blocks of their own. But you're always going to have to beat one guy on the defense to have a breakaway run and stuff. But it's like he's not just a pass freak. Ryan Day is not. And it's the same with Brian Hartline. Like I said, I've sat through a lecture of his at the coaches clinic earlier this year back in March or April. And, you know, he was talking about how important the run game is. And anybody who was paying attention to anything last year in that four-game run to the national championship saw how important the run game was to Ohio State in that run. So, pardon the pun. So, I'm just having fun. Give me a drink, hon. Right on down the line. I mean, it's like anybody can see how much importance they put on there. And a well-balanced offense has got to take you places. But, yeah. You know, when you play Michigan this year, for example – you know, do whatever they can't cover. Do that the best, you know, and then go from there instead of like trying to prove a point, maybe like last year.
Gus Darius and go get some sun.
Gus Darius, yeah,
and go get some sun to add to your puns. What do we? We got about a minute left here. What do we expect tomorrow? I mean, there are days I sit down. I'm like, okay, I know how this is going to play out. All right, you can. Sometimes you just write the script before. What are you expecting tomorrow?
You've been to West Lafayette.
I know.
I mean, think of the garden spot of the Big Ten. This is on the other, if you're rating them 1 through 18, this would be at the very end. Number one. So it's always sort of a weird weather day there. It seems like either windy or, you know, the Holy Buckeye was thrown into the wind by Krenzel to Michael Jenkins, who made a hell of a catch, catch. But the point is, in 2002, but then weird things have happened over there. They had a huge storm come through in 2018, about an hour before the game, and that Ohio State team was upset by Rondale Moore and Jeff Brohm and Purdue, and it cost them a trip to the college football playoff. Maybe a really good team was cost a trip to the playoff. Not a great defensive team. So weird stuff happens over there. Ohio State's also taking care of business fairly well over there on occasion. And sometimes it's been a struggle, like in 2002. First game I ever covered over there was 1984 when I first went on the beat covering Ohio State. And Ohio State's driving late in the game, and they're trailing late in the game. They've been the coming out party for Chris Carter as a freshman receiver, Mike Tomczak at quarterback, and boom, man, they're driving. And Mike Tomczak throws the ball out of bounds to stop the clock on fourth down. So it effectively ended the game. Keith Byers was on his way to finishing second to Doug Flutie in the Heisman race that year. Weird stuff has happened over there, but also some grand stuff. I expect tomorrow I'll take care of business. But I'll tell you what, if you don't sit up and go, you know what, Purdue is winless in the Big Ten this year, but they played Michigan into the fourth quarter last week, and it took a big run by Michigan to kind of put that game away. Yeah, I mean, everybody's got some players, and you can't let games like this get to the late third quarter, fourth quarter. So I expect Ohio State to take care of business.
All right, I'm not surprised. Tim May, as always, you know we love talking to you. We'll talk to you next Friday. get ready as we get a little bit closer to that Michigan game later in the month. I'll say it. I don't care.
I expect Ohio State to take care of business, and business is a booming.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
See you guys.
Talk to you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.